I'm Cyndi Lauper with fellow Cosentyx advocate, Chef Michelle Bernstein.
We'll share our experiences with plaque psoriasis, with psoriatic arthritis, and Dr. Panico will talk about the possible connection.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB, serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. It may lower your ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cyndi.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely Cold Way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Nobody stays here forever, except Chuck.
I was looking through the itinerary for SEC Media Days just a few moments ago before I sat down and prepared to record another edition of the Gimme the Hawks Chuck podcast presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. They're really rolling out the red carpet next week. I don't know if you are aware of this, but SEC Media Days are next week, and they're holding them in Dallas this time in honor, of course, of Texas and Oklahoma joining the Southeastern Conference. They're going to hold this at the Dallas Omni, big swanky hotel down there in the Metroplex. And they've got all kinds of activities for all these media people and the players and the school officials and the fans and all this stuff. I mean, they're really doing it right. I've always said, I've always maintained, the best bowl to go to is the Cotton Bowl. In terms of the way they run it, what they do for the players, what they do for the people who are there covering it, the fans, the entire experience, I think is the best among all the bowl games, at least the ones I've been to. And I've been to some pretty decent ones. And I suspect Media Days next week in Dallas will be that way. It's going to be Texas-sized. Now, I do have to say this as we get underway today. I am already wary of the possibility, in fact, I should say the probability, that Texas is going to walk in here and act like they run the whole show. You put it down there in Dallas once, they're going to expect that every time, because they're going to tell you, we do it better than everybody. That's what they think. That's what they believe. So I don't want the celebration of Texas and Oklahoma arriving into the league to turn into one of these situations where all of a sudden Texas thinks they're running the show again. And if you've been around long enough to remember having to share the stage with these guys in the Southwest Conference, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oklahoma knows it already. Oklahoma found out about it in a short period of time. Now, they were playing one another when OU was in the Big Eight and Texas was in the Southwest Conference, but they weren't in the same league. I'm sure Oklahoma knew that Texas is going to try to run everything. But they only had to play them once a year. They didn't have to deal with them in conference meetings or anything like that. They just had to play them on the third Saturday in October down in Dallas. Now they got to live with them. And Texas is hard to live with. Even now, if you really look at what's going on in terms of Texas and OU moving to the SEC, it's exactly what I said. Texas and OU. Texas always comes out of everybody's mouths first. Nobody says Oklahoma and Texas, unless you live right on the Arkansas-Oklahoma border or on the Oklahoma side. Everybody says Texas. They mentioned Texas first. They didn't hold SEC Media Days in Oklahoma City. They held it in Texas. Just beware. I hope the SEC officials are not falling under that spell, because we've seen it before. We know what they try to do. The Big 12 found out in a hurry with that Longhorn Network. Thankfully, that's going away. But I do suspect SEC Media Days will be a rousing success next week. Just for the record, I'm not going. Bobby Petrino's head coach was the last time I went. My guess would be, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way at all, it's just the fact of the matter. My guess would be the average age of the reporters at Media Day, the average age, be about 30, 32. And I would be willing to bet you that over half of the media people who are registered right now are under 30. I loved going when I was a kid. I loved that stuff. You know, it was one of those weeks where you worked hard and you played hard. I don't know about working hard, but you put in a lot of hours. Let me put it that way. Nobody came home with a sore back, at least not from the work part. Maybe from the night out part, but not from the work part. But when you're a kid, it's a lot of fun. And I'm sure the young guys who are going to Dallas next week will enjoy themselves immensely. And the old guys who have to go now will do what they need to do during the day. They'll go to dinner and then they'll go to bed, which is kind of how it works. The good news for you is the Morning Rush is going to originate from Dallas next week. We'll have that to look forward to. Arkansas is going to be well represented, I'm sure. And you know, when I first went to this thing, it was done in, I want to say, 3 days. And really, it could have been done in 2.5, because you'd go on a Wednesday, and then you'd go half a day Thursday and go play golf that afternoon. They had a big golf outing. And then by Friday afternoon, everybody was gone. So basically, it was about a day and a half, 2 days total, in terms of the time that they put in. With the advent of the SEC Network, though, they figured out that they can keep the attention for the better part of the week, and that's what they intend to do. I really came here to talk about the Major League Draft, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. It's nice when you have a real estate partner. Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, has been my partner from the very beginning. I've said this before, and I say it to everyone who asks me about it. They meet you right where they are, or right where you are, I guess would be the better way to put it. If you're a first-time home buyer, they've been there. If you've done this multiple times and you know the game a little bit yourself, they understand that too. I can tell you the first time I bought a home through Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, it was my first time out. I won't say it's old hat now, because I don't know that you ever, as a consumer, as a customer, get to the point where spending the most money you've ever spent's old hat. But I am a little bit more familiar with the situation now, and I can tell you that every step of the way, Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, has been my partner. Best trained in the business, community-minded, and they'll get you from contract to close. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas, Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. They're in Branson, Missouri. You're going to see their yellow signs all over town, and you can see their selection of homes at WeikertGriffin.com.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Give me the hogs, Chuck!
What
to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline. The game starts here.
The Major League Baseball draft begins on Sunday night. In fact, it is Sunday night when we will likely hear Hagen Smith's name called. Razorback All-America. He's going to be a top 10 pick, maybe a top 5 pick. He's the best left-handed pitcher in the draft. I know there are a lot of Royals fans around here, Cardinals fans around here. The Royals have the 6th pick. Cardinals have the 7th. I don't know if he'll be around then. I feel pretty sure that if he's around at 6, Kansas City will take him. I don't think he's going to last long enough to go to the Cardinals. I could be wrong. It's been interesting, for me anyway. And if you're a baseball geek, this is for you right here. Because they really do an inordinate amount of number crunching to determine who the best prospects are. The debate right now seems to be who's the first pitcher, the first true pitcher. I know Jack Caglione for Florida pitches some, but he's going to be drafted as a hitter. Which pitcher's going first? It's either going to be Hagen Smith or it's going to be Chase Burns. Chase Burns is a right-hander. You may remember him from when he pitched for Tennessee, transferred over to Wake Forest. One of these guys could very well be the 5th pick. The first four are pretty well set. The kid from Oregon State is probably going to be the first draft pick. There's a kid from West Virginia, and then you got Condon and Caglione. In some order, those are likely to be the top 4 picks. I think Smith's either going to go 5th or 6th, is kind of what I think. But at any rate, I want you to listen to what they do when they break all this stuff down. Now, this is going to sound kind of nerdish. I'm going to preface all this. This is from an MLB website, and it kind of goes into what these guys look at, and really it's an evaluation of Hagen Smith. So I want you to listen to some of this, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
It's 6.3 feet of extension alongside 5.6 on his release height for his fastball. That's right around average extension with a slightly below average release height. Smith is more of a low slot guy than Burns, who was pretty over the top. It's 95 miles per hour with 17 inches of vertical break and 13 inches of arm side movement from that low release. The VAA is around negative 4.5 degrees. So it's both more vertical break than average from that release and more arm side than average. Pretty two-plane pitch from the left side. That slider is 84 miles per hour with negative 1 inch of vertical break and 5 inches of sweep. It's not a sweeper, not a bullet slider. It lands somewhere in between the two. I actually like this shape a lot for a starter, honestly more than a sweeper. I think a pitcher's inherent command of less sweep is better. It's slightly more platoon neutral, and you're generally going to be able to throw it harder. On that shape alone, this pitch isn't going to grade out well because it's not in that 85 mile per hour plus area where it probably net out to an average slider. But again, this is one of those situations where he's getting such good results on it. A 55% swing miss where 33% is more average and minimal damage allowed, as I mentioned, that there's probably something going on with the release or interaction with the fastball on this slider that helps it play up to plus. Hagen Smith's changeup isn't used a ton, and if there's a knock on him, it's probably developing this pitch, which I think could be pretty important come his major league debut. It's 88 miles per hour with 9 inches vertical break and 15 inches arm side movement. Pretty standard changeup shape. He didn't really land it in zone much, which makes sense given he used it mostly in deep counts. His whiffs were pretty high on it, which isn't too surprising given that hitters were probably trying to key in on his fastball and slider, and seeing something move arm side from his slot was pretty unexpected. I think I've gotten to the point where I'd rather just look at results on most changeups instead of shape. And to that point, I think I just want to see this changeup and how he uses it versus better hitters.
See what I mean? I mean, these guys are obviously slaves to numbers when it comes to preparing their draft board. Students of TrackMan might be the best way to put it. I mean, when you talk about arm release angles and all this stuff, I mean, they're really getting into the minutia. But that's what they do. Just for the record, this guy thinks Chase Burns will be the first pitcher taken and Smith will go second, which means that Smith might end up with Kansas City in the number six spot. We'll have to see how all that plays out. But here's what we know about Hagen Smith. He's going to be a top 10 pick. He's very likely going to be either within the top five or right on the cusp of the top five. He's the best left-handed pitcher out there. I don't know if this is not a guy that can't be in the big leagues within like 12 months. I know there's been some speculation, hey, if the say the Royals take him or the Cardinals take him and they're in the race, that they might call him up late in the year and use him situationally. You know, they have September call-ups. I don't know about that. Might be a little far-fetched, but I guess it could happen. But either way, he's probably going to be in the big leagues, at least get a sniff at the latest next year. So he's not that far away, and he is going to get big money out of all this. And again, the draft starts on Sunday night. The MLB Network, if you get the MLB Network on television, if not, you can get to it online. They're going to have the early part on Sunday night. The bulk of it's going to happen Tuesday and Wednesday. They've turned it into a three-day event. But Smith's going to be chosen, very likely. In fact, I would say it's almost a 100% probability that Smith's going to be chosen on Sunday night. Hey, there are all kinds of odds on the Bet Saracen app. You know, whether it's Hagen Smith, whether it's the Major League Draft. The one thing I know about the Bet Saracen app is there's always going to be an Arkansas flavor. Now, some of you just like to make wagers on whatever game you're watching, or maybe a game that does not involve your favorite teams. Just you like to wager on the game, and that's great. They got them. But there's an athletic competition involved out there. It's a pretty good chance there's some odds at the Bet Saracen app, and you can place a wager. Sometimes, though, you like to bet on the former Razorbacks, how they're going to do. Player prop bets, sometimes involving former Hogs, sometimes just involving players at professional sports levels, every sport. It's all there at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, you need to do so today. You'll find out very quickly why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. Vegas, Arkansas style at the Bet Saracen app. All right, that's going to do it for today. We're kind of like everybody else. There's a little vacation time involved in the summer. This is going to do it for this week. We'll be back again next week. So enjoy your summer. Enjoy the fact that it looks like it's going to be nice for a couple of days. The rain's moved out, and we'll reconvene next week. Till then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Gimme the Hogs Chuck!
Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB, serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. It may lower your ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
What kind of day is it? It's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting. Uniquely cold wave filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. Come on, grab a pack. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavor. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift. And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on, you really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Now, two pigeons and Coach Prime bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Look at these humans watching pro football on DirecTV without a satellite dish.
I've been watching them watch football for so long, I feel like I could coach like you, Coach Prime.
Coaching ain't as easy as finding your games on DirecTV. How you gonna beat a corner blitz on third and long?
I'd probably just fly over it.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Stream football without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com.